No, he is. His car is here. Shh. I place my finger over my lips. Let's let him sleep. He's tired from his game. Oh, is that all he's tired from? Miss Tammy asks from her chair. I look up to her and she sends me a wink. Ha ha. Very funny. I wrinkle my nose and then automatically replay last night. We were silent. I turn from her to hide the blush of embarrassment painting my face. Let's start those waffles. Waffles! She growls out, imitating Donkey from Shrek. By some sort of miracle, we quietly get the bowls out and the batter started with no sign of waking state. I decide on cutting up some fresh fruit to pair with the waffles. Ro is distracted with her Rapunzel doll on the floor. She's threatening to cut her hair off, making me smile. She gets into character so easily with the biggest imagination to top it all off. My stomach growls and the sugar shakes kick in quickly, so I plug in the waffle iron to get breakfast going. I set the table with all the toppings, waiting for it to warm up. On my last trip to the table, I nearly get caught up in the Rapunzel scene playing out on the floor. Strong arms catch me before tumbling face first, smearing the front of me with butter. The plate trembles in my hand while State stands me back up. Well, good morning to you too, my queen. I look up at him and smile. Last night bonded us together forever. His touch feels different, sending chills all over my skin. I don't have the chance to analyze it before Ro is up on her feet throwing her hands up to State. Shrek! She squeezes her arms around his neck as he hoists her up to him. Princess! He sings right back out to her. I made you waffles! She fires right back. Oh, you did? I quirk an eyebrow, pouring the batter onto the greased iron. Yep! She claps her hands together. Miss Tammy joins us. One day you won't be able to be held like that, Ro. She taps her nose as she walks by her. Miss Tammy is always scolding me when I pick her up. It will be a sad day when she's too big for that. I bring the first plate of waffles to the table as State places Ro down in her chair. I'll get the drinks, he offers. He opens the refrigerator, pulling out the milk and orange juice. He comes to me before going to the table. He blows air down on the crook of my neck, his front pressed to my back. You look so amazing this morning. It's your glow. I turn my head enough to kiss him. Ro and State devour their breakfast. He coaxes her into helping me wash the dishes while he takes a hot shower. She's like a puppet on strings with State. As soon as he's out of the shower in a clean pair of gym shorts and a workout tank, Ro bounds to him in the living room. Hell, I didn't even notice him bring in a bag last night. Your car? Miss Tammy's voice interrupts my thoughts. Huh? Your car? Oh, it's at the stadium. State's going to drive me back to it later this evening. We wanted to spend a lazy Sunday with you guys. How was it? She asks, stepping closer. You have no idea. It was amazing. State is phenomenal. He was the star. It was so fun. I chose to leave out his mother, and the fact Burnett was there. She doesn't push any harder and only smiles. We join State and Ro on the couch. He has his hat on backwards with the mandatory tiara sitting crooked on top. He has Ro and a whiteboard on his lap explaining football plays to her. See, when they're lined up like this, you have to watch for the screen. It's like a trick play. Ooh, like the villain in a castle. Yes, and it's my job to take the dragon.
The guy throwing the ball? She asks.
Yes.
And you can't get burned by the fire.
Ro plucks the marker from his hand.
What if you did this?
She draws lines all over the board with X's just like State had. He scratches his head for a few moments, trying to decipher the play she's drawn out. I see. He rubs his chin. I'll try that next game.
It will work, I promise you.
She looks up at him.
Do you think I'd like to go to a game?
His eyes soften, and I can practically see his heart swell with pride. I think you'd love a game. But let's check in with the fun police, okay?
Okay.
She nods her head and then looks up at us.
He called you the fun police.
Ro giggles and points at us. I roll my eyes at State, letting him know he's not playing fair. We settle in for a movie, but end up wrestling around on the ground and playing a game with Ro. Miss Tammy heads out to her weekly girl group. They knit and mainly gossip. It's good for her to get out. I'm hungry. I look over to State. There's no way you can be hungry. I'm starving. Let's go get pizza.
Pizza!
Ro sings out, rubbing her belly. The two of them are up and waiting for me at the door. I'm still lying on my back, studying their excited faces. State shifts his cap so it sits backwards on his head. Let's roll, he offers.
Yeah, let's get our pizza on!
Ro wiggles her waist. I groan, pulling myself up to my feet. As usual, Ro is not impressed with the back seat, but State whispers something into her ear as he buckles her into her spare booster seat. I give him the stink eye, knowing he's just promised her ice cream. It's his signature move, and he knows all too well that I won't complain. Bubblegum. He winks at me and clutches my hand as he drives. Chapter 22. Want to see my dorm? State asks, tucking his hands in his pocket. I fell asleep on the drive over, and I'm feeling sheepish again. Ro ran us around like crazy, from pizza to ice cream in the park. I have no idea where State and Ro mustered up the energy to not stop once today. Me? I crashed in the car on the drive. Yeah, I'll follow you. I reach up to kiss him quickly. Can't stay the night, though. Ball buster. He pulls me in closer to him. I have to drop off Ro at school in the morning, and I have some early massage appointments. Mr. Moore? He raises his eyebrows. Shut up. I follow the back of State's sexy car until we pull into a parking lot. It's full and buzzing with college students. So, this is dorm life, I think to myself. There's four large brick towers that I pass, and before I can turn off the engine, State is at my door. Is this okay? I gesture to my parking spot. Perfect. It's Ryder's, and he's not here tonight. Oh? It comes out as a question. Shane. They meet up every Sunday night. I have no clue where they go. It's all a damn secret. The boy's going to get his balls busted. Oh, this time it's a statement. He clutches my hand, leading me into the middle tower on our right. We pass a guard station, and the man sitting behind the desk beams up at State. It's clear he's a hero, even here. We ride the elevator with some drunk giggly girls who don't seem to care State has me at his side, and we're hand in hand. State, one of them purrs. He squeezes my hand tighter, and he nods, acknowledging her. We missed you at the after party. She says. Lindsay was really looking forward to riding you after that victory. I try to let go of his hand, but State refuses. My stomach drops with the rise of the elevator. I'm going to be sick. Excuse me? He snarls. That never happens. The girl who has giggled the whole time pipes up. We thought it was worth a try. I'm taken. I'm not into that shit. We step off the elevator, and I gasp for air. You okay? He looks down at me. I'm good as I can be. It's all bullshit. I hope you know. I do. You told them. He unlocks the door, we step in. He has me whirled around and backed up against the door. His palms plant against the wood, trapping me in. His stare is even more determined than last night with his parents. It hurts to see how hard he's fighting for us. Before he can get a word out, I run my finger down his jawline. State, I believe you. It was hard to hear, but that's life. I'm sorry. Don't be, I grin wide. Don't be. That was fucking horrible. Not that bad, I guess, now that I think about it. Have you lost your damn mind, Queen? Nope. I cup his face in my palms. The light stubble peppering his face tickles my skin. Look at it this way. I have the hottest, most talented football player in the nation, and none of those skanks can do a damn thing about it. He processes my words for a minute, and then offers up a half-smile. You are so right. His stomach growls, and I roll my eyes. No damn way you can be hungry again, State. I'm a growing boy. He smirks, pressing his hips into mine. In more than one way. I laugh at the corny-ass joke. But the raging erection pushing into my abdomen is anything but a joke. He wants me. I press his chest back. He entertains me and moves. I eye the two beds and wait for him to answer me. He nods to the left, and I back him up all the way to it until the backs of his legs hit the mattress. State goes down easily onto his ass, spreading his legs wide for me to stand between. He glides my shirt off and then pulls down my shorts. His lips trail kisses underneath my bra while his fingers fumble with the straps of it. The lacy material tumbles to the ground effortlessly. He pays very close attention to each perked-up bud of need. My head goes back when whimpers escape me. His fingers dip low into my panties. I adjust my legs wider, giving him better access. God, I need you right fucking now. He moans into my flesh. I push my panties to the floor and then shove his chest until he's laying back on the bed. He tries to protest, but the sound of his zipper shuts him right up. I much prefer the gym shorts he was in earlier. Easy access. But in a matter of moments, some tugging and hip shakes from State, he's bared to me. I waste no time wrapping my hand around his thick cock. We keep eye contact while I work him from base to tip, only stopping to massage the head. I lick my lips. I lick my lips and then take him in my mouth with no warning. Baylor! Jesus Christ! He thrusts up into my mouth. I smile around him, loving the sensation coursing through me, knowing I'm driving the man mad. I'm more adventurous this time, taking long strokes and working him at the base with my hand. Ah, fuck! He groans and then pulls me off him. Our connection is lost with one loud pop. He pulls me up to his chest and attacks my mouth. It's passionate and raw. His teeth sink into my bottom lip until I whimper out in pain. He catches the sound and then massages the same area with his tongue. God, I want you. I roll off him onto my back and hold my arms open. What's this? He asks. Take me. He turns his head to the side in question. I feel safe when you're on me. State rolls on top of me, settling between my spread legs. I like your dorm room. I grin up at him, remembering why we came here. You haven't even gotten the grand tour yet. Don't need one. I came for you. He slowly enters me. I keep my eyes open the entire time. His face contorts through a rainbow of emotions, making my knees go weak. Watching him enjoy the feeling nearly brings me to climax. It's the sexiest thing I've ever seen. He begins moving slowly at first, but then something breaks between us. My hands race up and down his back. My hips buck for him. State picks up on the urgency and begins pounding into me. A strange combination of pain and desire pool inside me. I'm close. He drops his elbow to the mattress, relaxing his forehead on mine. Me too. Let go, queen. Fall into me. With his last words, my insides clench and I tumble. The free-falling sensation low in my belly bursts until my head spins. When the sensation is about to vanish, State grunts low once, then thrusts three more times before he releases in me. He coaxes the tail end of my orgasm, sending me straight into another one. I flex up into him, riding out the final sensation. Hell of a tour. I brush my lips against his. His stomach responds with a loud growl that vibrates to the back of my spine. We both erupt in laughter. You're a pig! He leans around and smiles at me. A very hot, sexy, and talented pig, I correct. State leans up, beaming with pride, and rubbing his belly. He ushers me to the bathroom in his room and goes to order what I'm presuming is pizza. The man really needs to invest in a large chain with as much as he eats. When I finally make my way back into his room, I take it all in. Ryder's side of the room is plain, actually bare. No pictures or posters on his side. It's a mess, too. Papers, dirty clothes, and wrappers are the only decorations strewn around. State catches me eyeing Ryder's side and points to the ceiling above his bed. I crane my neck to look where he's pointing. There's a so-not-classy nude picture of a blonde straddling a motorcycle. She has one finger dangling from her lips and the other hand cupping her private parts. Gross! I cover my eyes. Did you really have to? State's deep chuckle is contagious, and I finally join in. His side of the bedroom is a stark contrast from Ryder's. It's tidy and organized. His desk matches the chair. He also has a corkboard plastered with notes and pictures. I step up to it and cover my mouth. Printed them off my phone. They get me through the week. There are pictures of me, Ro, and Miss Tammy. In some, I'm sleeping or staring off, while others, I'm staring shocked at the camera. There are several selfies of Ro and him, and even one of him and Miss Tammy. I turn to look at a shelf with several trophies and plaques, but it's the new family pictures that catch my attention. State through the years with his two proud parents by his side. Martha looks kind, caring, and proud of her son. It makes me feel like shit. Stop, he warns. I stick my tongue out at him while running my fingers along the edge of his desk. He's written a quote on the top in a thick black Sharpie marker. I trace the outline of each letter. I will love you, even if I never see you again. He responds, even though I don't ask a question. That got me through the endless years without you. My eyes water and I don't stop the tears. They're happy and thankful ones that I kindly embrace. My eyes catch an unopened box of Uno cards next to the retro lamp on his desk. I look over at him and raise my eyebrows. Those were for our rematch, if I ever found you. No rigging the deck this time. I laugh through the tears, then pluck them up and plop down on his bed. May I? Or are you too chicken, number seven? I raise an eyebrow. I've waited years to kick your ass. I rip the box, trying to pry open the fresh pack of cards, and take several moments shuffling them. I don't want to hear any moaning about this epic rematch of proportion, so I shuffle the cards a few extra times. I fling a few cards out of my shuffling hands every few times, just to give me an excuse to reach over into his lap to grab them. I'm a bad girl, and let my fingers graze him a little too long. By the time I have all the cards shuffled, the pizza has arrived. I'm thankful to see he ordered a salad and wings as well. He warns me that I better grab what I want before it's gone, so I take a package of buffalo wings under my knee. I'd suggest strip, Uno, but then I'd have you naked and under me again. I need to focus on this shit. Chicken, I taunt him. Chelsea cheater pants. I roll my eyes at him, deal with the seven cards, and then review our rules. He agrees to everything, and the match begins. He devours his pizza while playing, making some of the cards greasy. It doesn't bother me. We take turns almost going out with one card left, but then the inevitable draw four shows up. I'll hand it to the man. He never lets me get away with shouting Uno first, for a long time. His phone buzzes several times, but he chooses to ignore it. When he finally looks down at the screen filled with text message notifications, I strike. Uno! I scream. The word comes out so loud I scare myself. He quirks an eyebrow up at me and shakes his head. That's cheating. Whatever, you chose to look down at your phone. Cheating, he repeats. He fans his cards, deciding what to play. It's hard to keep a poker face, so I nervously bite down on the end of my finger to throw him off his game. He eyes me carefully before laying down a wild draw four card. He relaxes back down on his elbow and gives me a gotcha sucker look. State, I whine. Told you I've been waiting on this rematch for years. You're a jerk. My voice is filled with defeat. Some people just aren't made for cutthroat Uno. I drop my hand to pull from the draw pile, but in a swift change of movement, I lay down my wild draw four on his. Sucker! I throw both hands up over my head. No fucking way! He slams his hand down on the bed. Way! I brush his shoulder off and then the other. Ain't nobody taking down the queen of Uno. You little cheat! He pounces up from his relaxed state on his side and attacks me in upright cross-legged position. We both fall back onto the bed. He peeks down my shirt, then runs his hands up my shirt, cupping my bra. He squeezes my boobs and even dips a finger down low, running it along the cups. What are you doing? Finding where you hit all the good cards, Chelsea cheater. State! I giggle and squirm under him. He runs his hands down the front of my panties and then rolls me over. He does the same, running his palms over my bare ass. Did you keister them? Stop! I giggle even harder. He finally settles down next to me. The best out of five? He asks with a hopeful expression. I'd love to, but I have to get going. I hate this part. Me too. I wiggle my nose on his cheek. When will I see you again? He nibbles on my jawline. It will be a while, Baylor. Our next game is away. I won't have any time to come see you this week. I deflate next to him. Okay, we'll fly home on Sunday. We usually get in super late. The game is going to be intense. We're playing our conference rivals. They're out for blood this year. So, like 2 weeks? I ask. Fuck, I hope not. I'll do my best. I'm being selfish and I know it. I prop up on one elbow to look down at him. It's okay. You're a busy man with lots on your shoulders. I know you'll come to me when you can. I am busy and have tons of responsibility with football. But Baylor, you're number one in my life. Do you get that? Number one. Day or night. I nod. Okay. But seriously, State, my name on your back is all I need. What do you think of Roe coming to my next home game? Honestly? He nods. I really don't think she's ready. I mean, football aside, she's really sensitive to loud noises. Down the road? He looks hopeful. I'll talk to Miss Tammy and we can make a plan. I really want her at a game. Hell, I'd love to bring her down on the field. I know. She adores you, Shrek. He brushes off his shoulder, throwing my own move in my face. I'm pretty damn lovable. That you are. Chapter 23. You're crazy. It's still light outside. I'm walking your fine ass to your car and sending you off with a proper farewell. We walk hand in hand past the security guard and avoid another elevator soap opera. State gets stopped by a group of men. I recognize some from the team party, but step back while they talk. I send out a quick text to Miss Tammy while I wait. State holds up a finger to me and jogs off with the men. I can still see him, even though he's like the size of an ant in the distance. I know you from somewhere. I turn to see Dylan Burnett behind me. He's alone and eyeing me up and down. My skin fucking crawls. No way he recognizes me. Hell, I didn't even put a name to the face until it was announced at the party. Nope, sorry. I turn my body to face the direction that State went in, hoping the fuckface walks off. I'm pretty sure I do. He steps in front of me, tapping his lips. You star in any porns? Excuse me? I never forget a face. Leave me alone. State's going to be right back. Get away from me. I have nothing to say to you. He's just trying to upset you. Stay calm. He's one of State's team members. State needs to have a good season. Stay calm. His hand wraps around my wrist and he tugs me to him. Let go of me! His grip tightens and he jerks down hard. I feel a pop in my shoulder and then shooting pain strike down my arm. Ro, the little retarded girl. You guys ruined my brother. He's serving time. I react, ignoring the pain. I spit in his face and then knee him in the groin as hard as I can. I connect hard, sending him backwards. I'm not finished, though. When he hunches over, I send my knee up into the air, connecting with his nose. My kneecap aches with pain because of the brutal connection. Blood spews from his nose, and I bring back my fist to take a swing at his perfect line jaw. Baylor, Jesus! Someone pulls me back by the shoulders. They're stronger than me, but the anger and rage in me fuels my adrenaline. Let go of me! I swing my arms and try to kick whoever has me in their grasp. I'm spun around and come face to face with State. Let me go! No! He looks over my shoulder. Get that fucker out of here! Campus security shows up and escorts him off. I'm not talking to them. Let me go. Baby, what's going on? I want to go home. Please? One of his teammates bends over and picks up my phone. State, I think it was all caught on video. I look down at the phone and go for it, but the man holds it up over his head. I begin to tremble and feel my legs go weak. The world spins and I see stars for the second time tonight, but not the good ones. Jesus, baby. State scoops me up in his arms. Do you trust me? Sobs rack me. Follow us in her car. I feel State reach around in my purse for the keys. The sound of them jangling together fills my ears when he tosses them. Green, drive my car. He has me clutched to his chest in the back of the car. Are you taking me home? No, he whispers into my ear. You have to talk to me and trust me. I close my eyes, willing everything to disappear. I want to be back home and the Baylor I was before reconnecting with State. I don't want him in my life. This is going to ruin everything. I'm not sure what happens or even how much time passes before I come to my senses. I'm sitting on a couch in Coach Pete's house. He's sitting across from me with a concerned look on his face. Mama Pete is on one side of me with State on the other. Whenever you're ready, sweetie, you need to tell us what happened, she reassures me. It's them or the cops, State whispers, clutching my hand. Where's my phone? Right here. State hands it to me. I swipe it open and pull up the camera roll. There's a new video that's 3 minutes long. It starts out with a view looking up on my face. I push the triangle button to play and feel the sensation of losing State. I won't make it through this. The whole nasty conversation plays out. I cringe when I hear the top of my kneecap collide with his nose. Row, State whispers. I didn't want to tell you. It would ruin your football season. How long have you known? The hurt is evident in his voice. The team party. Mind filling the rest of us in? The coach asks. I can't look at State. He's pissed. I can feel the anger radiating off of him. I was taken in by a woman named Miss Tammy. She was a social worker at my elementary school. It was after State was adopted. I had a great life growing up. Long story short, a few years ago, she also took in a little girl named Ro. She has Down syndrome and was severely abused by the high school football team. Dylan Burnett's brother was one of the boys. What did they do to her? State viciously growls. I swallow hard. State, I don't want this to affect you. You have so much going for you. He slams his fist down onto the coffee table in front of us. The corners containing glass shatter. It's okay. Go ahead. Mama Pete gently squeezes my hand. They did horrible things, State. Tears begin to fall from my eyes. Her parents didn't even know. Her brother was on the team and they were terrorizing him through Ro. Miss Tammy told me that part. I need to know what they did to her. I choke back a sob. They molested her, State. The school nurse found her in pain one day at school. She was taken to the hospital, and objects were removed from her rectum. That's why she hates football. I bury my face in the palms of my hands. Each word slices my tongue as I'm forced to speak it. The long and brutal hours in the courtroom come back to me, along with the testimony and pictures. I break on the inside, just like I did when we experienced it. This will be handled. Coach Pete stands. State, my office, now. I don't look at him. I know he's gone when I hear a door slam. Sweet baby. Mama Pete wraps me up in her arms and holds me while I cry. Her hands run down my back. After several minutes, she speaks again. I must say, I'm truly impressed with your self-defense skills. Good girl. The product of being raised on the streets. I manage to get out through my sobs. State's booming voice echoes throughout the house, then the coach's, and then State's again. It goes back and forth for a long time until I can't stand it any longer. I'm going home. I raise up on shaky legs. I don't think that's a good idea. Please. I look down at her with a pleading stare. I want to go. She nods her head and ushers me outside. Mama Pete takes my phone from me and types in a number. Please call or text when you get home. She places her hands on top of my shoulders, squaring me to her. We care about you. I nod toward her and then get into my car. I twirl the phone over and over in my hand, debating whether to text State or not. There's nothing left to say. I fire up the engine and push shuffle on my iPod linked up to my stereo. The drive back goes quickly and I'm pulling into the driveway. All my tears have dried up and I'm thankful the house is dark. When I enter the house and see all of Rose Princess dolls strewn around the house, the sadness slams back into me. I refuse to cry any longer, but I just don't know how I'll handle losing State. The look on his face killed me. I'm thankful he has his coach there for him. He'll be the one person to keep State's head square on his shoulder. I recognize the rage State flew into. It was a glimpse of him when we were young and he was protecting us, but now it's intensified. I scrub my face in the bed and let a few tears flow. It's grieving. The loss of him. I drift off into sleep when my phone buzzes on the nightstand. It takes me several minutes to even roll over to see it, but it buzzes again. I finally reach over and grab it. There's several text notifications from State. Shit! I forgot to text Mama Pete, I whisper. I send her a quick text and then read the others. State, I'm coming to your house. State, I'm here. State, I don't want to wake Ro and Miss Tammy. State, please let me in. State, please. The three dots at the bottom of the screen jump around. He's not going to give up, so I crawl out of bed. When I open the front door, State is standing there with his head dropped down, typing furiously away on his phone. He looks up at me, shattering me with a desperate look on his face. Thank you, he whispers. I'm greedy, so I grab his hand and lead him to my bedroom. Once in the room with the door shut, there's only the dim lighting of my bedside lamp lighting up the room. Neither of us talk. I'm not sure why he drove all the way here just to let me go. Football is his future, and I won't stand in the middle of it. State, you don't need to come out here to end things. I get it. He looks up to me with a dark and wicked stare. Fucking really, Baylor? Read your fucking texts. The angry tone in his voice scares me. He's never talked to me like that. I look down at my phone lying on the bed and noticed he managed to send three more texts while I went to let him in. State, I'm hurt. My fingers tremble around the phone. State, why didn't you tell me? State, I fucking love you more than anything, even football. I love Miss Tammy and Roe. I'll do anything to protect you guys. Are you really going to shut me out that easy? I'm sorry, State, I whisper. He looks back down at his large unlaced sneakers he'd slipped on to walk me out to the car. I didn't want to interfere with football and your career. It's your future. He stands to his feet, putting his hands on the top of his hat in frustration. I really don't know what else I can do, Baylor. I've tried showing you everything that you are to me. It's like you have no desire to fight for us. He walks out of my bedroom. I crumple to the bed and, like usual, I lose my voice. I'm streamlined right back into my ball of fear where my voice is lost. I fade away in the darkness of a life I'm so damn used to. I wake up hours later with a kinked neck and a very dry mouth. My face is plastered with dry tears. I go out to the kitchen, not turning on any lights, to fetch a bottle of water from the fridge. The cold water coats my dry throat. I gulp more of it until my head hurts from a brain freeze. There's two cupcakes on the counter decorated with way too many pink sprinkles and a note lying by it in rose writing. To my sissy and Shrek, I love you. XOXO. Ro. How can I break any more? Shattered tiny pieces of glass can't break any further, but I feel it crack. The tiny shards pierce my already broken heart. Tears spill down my face when I walk back to my bedroom. I notice State's large frame sleeping on the couch. His legs dangle over the end and his head at that angle that looks painful. Without thinking, I go to the basket in the corner of the room and grab him a few blankets. It takes two to cover his large frame. Once he's covered up, I lean over and kiss his forehead, leaving my lips there for a long time. I pull back a little bit and whisper to his sleeping frame. I love you, State. I'm sorry. I thought I was protecting you. I'll always love you. I stand up to walk away when he clutches my wrist in his enormous hand. It's my job to protect you. It always has been, Baylor. He drops my hand and I walk back to my bedroom. My alarm sounds way too early. The throbbing pain in my head makes me dizzy. But, like so many other times in my life when I didn't want to live another day, I get up. I shower quickly, knowing I'm already 15 minutes late to get the morning started. I know I should be buzzing around, getting ready, but the lead weights on my soul slow my every move. A loud ruckus in the living room causes my head to ache even more. When I open my door, Rowan State come into view. He's sitting in front of her, tying her tennis shoes.
Sissy!
She squeals. Hey! I blow her a kiss.
Look!
She pops up on her feet.
State brought me this!
She twirls around in her blue and orange tutu and new football shirt. Wow! You look beautiful!
There was one in the box for you, too!
She pulls it out and hands it to me. Thanks. I look over to State. He shrugs. I was going to mail them to you guys this week, but brought the package in from the car this morning. Oh, I look down at my bare feet. Okay. Ro, you need to eat breakfast.
Already did. State made me waffles this morning, and he's taking me to school.
Her toothy grin is contagious. Exciting, sweetie, I offer, still feeling hollow on the inside. She runs for her backpack and grabs State's hand.
I'm ready, Shrek.
Would you like to go with us? He asks. I look up at him and realize he's talking to me. I'm scared. I don't want to hear how much I've hurt him.
Baylor looks sad, Rose says.
She does, State adds. He steps up to me, grabs the back of my neck, and pulls me into him. He kisses me hard and then pulls back. I'd do anything to make her happy. He brushes his lips against mine. Rose squeals. Stake takes my hand in his, and we walk out to his car. My nerves are on high alert, but State acts like last night never happened. When we pull into the school parking lot, Ro buzzes with excitement.
Will you walk me in, State?
Ro asks from the back seat as she frantically undoes her seatbelt. Yeah, sweetie. I'm dying to meet this Mr. Moore. He jumps out of the car, helps Ro out, and then makes his way to my side of the car. I'm shocked when he extends his hand to me. I take it without second thought, jumping down and colliding with his hard chest. I love you, Baylor. I hurt you, I whisper back. You did. His acknowledgement of the statement devastates me. I understand, though. You've protected Ro, and I get it. You don't have to protect me the same way. He kisses me lightly and then succumbs to the tugging of Ro. She guides us up the sidewalk like shiny new toys. The three of us never let go of each other's hands while winding through the swarms of excited children. Row rushes right up to her favorite principal. Mr. Moore! She tugs on the bottom of his suit jacket. He looks down to her, smiling widely.
Good morning, Ro.
Morning!
She beams with excitement. I follow Mr. Moore's sight to my linked hands with State. I feel sheepish for a few seconds until State begins to talk. I'm State. He extends his hand out. Mr. Moore shakes his hand.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Baylor's boyfriend.
And my prince!
Ro squeals. Between the two of them, I'm pretty sure Mr. Moore gets the hint loud and clear. He's professional at all times, even though I sense the air of disappointment flashing on his features.
Mine,
State growls when we leave Mr. Moore. I squeeze his hand, reassuring him that I am, in fact, his. It's an even bigger production when we hand her over to her teacher. We walk back to his car hand in hand right past Mr. Moore. I don't miss the nod State sends his direction.
Enough, State.
What? He asks, opening my door. I think you've pissed on me enough.
Good.
When he gets in the car, he doesn't start the engine, but turns to me in his seat.
I need to say sorry, Baylor. I overreacted.
State, do we have to do this?
He slaps his palms on his chest. Is this worth fighting for?
Of course, I shouted him.
Then I need to say sorry for blowing up last night. I understand you were protecting me. You knew I'd blow my fucking top and kill Burnett, especially after he put his hands on you. Coach had to talk me down, so I get it. You were protecting me. But that's not how this works.
I swallow hard.
We need to talk and trust each other. I promise to you right now that I'll fight to keep my temper tamped down.
Okay, I nod. State, I still need to tell Miss Tammy.
What?
She doesn't know I ran into a member of the Burnett family.
Yes, you need to tell her.
State drives in silence to a coffee shop. I hop from the car and let out a breath when he grabs my hand, guiding us in. We settle in a little corner of the shop. I clutch my coffee and feel hopeful.
I'm sorry, State. I was just trying to protect you. It seems dumb now because I know that you're all in.
I am. He grips his coffee cup. I am too. I promise. I know you're scared.
I get it, Baylor.
Yeah. Some things never change. I sit back in my seat and roll my eyes.
That's not what I'm saying here.
He reaches out to cover my hand near my coffee cup.
I'm telling you one more time that I'm your safety net. I'll always catch you.
I don't respond.
You could tell me that my coach was Satan, and I'd be on your side, Baylor. I love football. Hell, I've eaten, breathed, and slept football my whole life, but my world is nothing without you in it.
A single tear rolls down my face, but I refuse to cry. I know, State, and I love you for that. I'll always love you.
Good. That's past us. Want me to make time this week to be with you when you tell Miss Tammy?
No. I shake my head.
You have football.
He interrupts me with a warning tone.
Baylor?
Let me finish, I say, leaning forward. I can do this on my own, and I want you to focus on football. I mean, if I'm going to date, then I need to be dating the number one defensive end in the nation. I expect no less.
He lets out a light chuckle, lightening the mood. I'm serious, Baylor. Not even my parents will get between us. They can see it my way or kick rocks.
State, you can't give everything up for me.
I will, he growls. Watch me. I'm not fucking around.
I feel pieces of the open wound on my heart begin to heal. He's always been the one standing by my side no matter what. The man is opening up to me and telling me he'd sacrifice everything for me. Love doesn't even begin to define what's going on between us.
Thank you.
I love you, State. I swallow hard and stare into his deep chocolate brown eyes.
I'm all in. I deserve it, and no, there's no way I can live without you again.
Last night scared the shit out of me.
It sounds all sappy and shit, but I can't function without you, Baylor.
I get you, man cub. I stand and walk over to him, nestling down into his lap. We finish our coffee in silence. Chapter 24. Life sucks without State in it. He's been booked solid with football and classwork. We FaceTime daily, and he even snuck by a couple of times during the week. I'm quickly learning what college football entails. Your whole damn life. The last 2 weeks he's had away games. The man is exhausted from the grueling game, but always makes time for me and most certainly Ro. He has sent several packages chocked full with princess dolls and new game day shirts. We're going on week 3 of him being super busy.
Thank God it's a home game this week. Saturday can't get here soon enough. Fuck Wednesdays. My phone chirps, lighting up the quirky selfie of me in state. I have baby carrots hanging out of my nose, and he has celery sticking out of his ears. All Roe conspired, of course. State insisted on a selfie. State. God, I can't wait to see you Friday night. Me. 45 hours and 13 minutes. But really, who's counting? State. Jesus, I'm going to devour you when I see you. Me. I'm not thinking a family dinner would be the place to devour. My stomach rolls in disgust just thinking about another encounter with his mother. Thank God Shane will be there to distract me. We've grown closer over the last few weeks via texting. I know all about her gymnastic career and how badass she is. I've also discovered that the tension between her and her father is well and alive, and that she's hopelessly in love with Ryder. State, I don't give a fuck. I smile down at the new message, knowing all too well he truly doesn't give a fuck. I smile at the five words. Me, aren't you in class? State, fucking economics are boring as hell. I keep thinking about you naked on me. Me, pay attention, man cub. State, oh, I'm paying attention. Your creamy skin pressed against mine. Those perked up dimples begging to be sucked on. Me, you're impossible. I have a massage appointment. Have to run. My nipples will be impatiently waiting. State, love you, queen. Me, love you even more, lover boy. And that's how most of our conversations flow. It eventually leads to something sexually initiated by State, and it leaves me wanting him more than I ever thought possible. It sucked, but I quit my job at Allie's. The sole purpose of working there was to push me out of my comfort zone. Miss Tammy agreed that it was too much on my plate, and that I was doing a fine job of trying new things. I blushed when she told me those exact words. She had no idea how many new things I'd been trying, tasting, and licking. I'm pretty sure the expression on my face told her everything she needed to know. I'm focusing on finishing up my few online courses, my massage clientele, dance, and state. If I'm being honest, I focus on state more than a healthy mind should be allowed to. Ro is more than eager to attend her first home game. Miss Tabby broke down in tears when I shared the whole story with her. We all agreed that I'd test out the waters of the next home game and then make a decision. It hasn't stopped State from buying her headphones with his team logo on them, along with the rest of the gear. She'll look like a Mama Pete Jr. when she finally attends a game. The afternoon flows by in a mindless state, as do the rest of the days. It's Friday afternoon, and I feel like a kid on Christmas morning. Not that I'd ever know that true feeling. Just have to get through dance, and my little ass will be blazing down the interstate to State. Ro, grab your backpack. Baylor, I am, she sings back with sass. She's decked out in blue and orange and ready to tackle the dance lessons, quite literally. She's taken her spin on Princess Glam in football, creating a new look for herself. She has her favorite Rapunzel doll tucked under her arm and a toothy grin plastered on her face. I cringe when I spot her front tooth dangling from her gums. She refuses to pull it and has adapted to a way of eating that doesn't knock it out. I've begged and begged.
Why do they wear these things anyway?
She plays with the thick black stickers under her eyes while we drive to lessons.
I'm not sure. You'll have to ask State.
Yeah, right.
She rolls her eyes. What's that supposed to mean?
I never get to see him anymore.
I know, baby. He misses you.
Can you record a bit of my dance to send to him?
Of course. I mentally try to figure out the game plan since I'll be teaching my own class, but this I'll give her. We walk hand in hand into the studio, and it's abnormally quiet. Usually there are girls of all ages running around in their dance outfits, giddy with excitement.
Baylor, darn, I was going to call you,
Sheila, the owner, announces. We're really short today. I guess some stomach flu floating around. I was going to tell you that I didn't need you today.
Oh, it's fine. I wave her off and then dart for the hand sanitizer dangling from Rose's backpack. I lather her and myself in it. I know it won't be of any good, but it's one of those things that makes me feel better.
Then a slight pang of anger sets in. I could have been driving to State already. Shit! I'm half tempted to call Miss Tammy in, but I'll just swallow the pain and wait a few more hours. Time makes the heart grow fonder, or the ovaries explode in anticipation. I'm not sure which.
Hey, I'll record you for a bit, then I'm going to hit a private studio to dance for a bit, okay?
Yes!
Will claps her little hands together in excitement. No freak out this time. I was waiting for her to pitch a fit for me to teach her class. She amazes me every single day with her resilience. I'm watching a shattered child bloom into a beautiful young lady. There's truly no greater honor than that. I record her hopping around to her first song and then send her a quick goodbye wave. Me, Ro wanted me to send you this video. I'll be hitting the road in a few short hours, big guy. I wait for a response, but get none. I don't worry because the man is either in the gym or running through new plays with his team. I tuck my phone in my duffel bag and make my way to one of the small private dance studios. The room has mirrors lining two walls, a ballet bar, and a smooth dance floor. I pull my hair up into a messy bun on the top of my head, press shuffle on my iPod, and then begin stretching out. Dance has always been an escape for me since Miss Tammy introduced me to it. It's a place where I'm not forced to talk or interact with anyone. It's just me, my body, and music. Beads of sweat begin to roll off my forehead as I dance to each song. Most of them are choreographed, and I know the moves by heart, while other songs I make up new moves and just let my body go. Dancing has to be the best form of mental and physical exercise. One of my all-time favorites begin to play. The song absorbs every single part of me. It eats at my soul and speaks to me in every way possible. Skinny Love's sweet melody floats around me, hugging me tight. I float across the dance floor in long, powerful strides, twirling and losing myself into the song. Sadness strikes me like it does every single time, but in the end, I'm winning. I'm defeating the sad parts of my life and finding myself. I'm winning at this. So I pronounce each move with more conviction and power than ever before. It starts out as a pirouette, and then I spin until I nearly become too dizzy to land on both feet. I let everything go as I twirl around. The final chords of a piano playing ends the song. Two large hands slam together, clapping. I turn to see State sitting on a bench with his team hat on backwards. A smile covers his entire face. State? I barely manage to get his name out between my pants. Fucking amazing, baby. Miss Tammy was right. You need to be dancing professionally. I shake my head at him. You're crazy. Drums and a hypnotic beat light up the small studio. Janet Jackson's What Have You Done For Me Lately begins to play. My hips begin to sway to the beat. I do some fancy footwork, knowing the choreography to this song by heart. I slide from side to side, hip-popping along the way. The song and my dance moves have ended our conversation abruptly. Improvising, I add a few moves of my own, like dragging the hem of my shirt up to expose my stomach, and even facing my ass to him while shaking it. During the whole song, I close the distance between us. I'm mere inches from him, gyrating my whole body and even untying my hair, letting it whip around. If he came for a show, I'm sure in the hell not going to disappoint. It's been too many long nights without my man in my bed. I slow my hips near the end of the song, making my moves long and languid, and right in his damn face. State bites down on his bottom lip, showing his appreciation. I hop in his lap, straddling his thick thighs and finishing off my last dance moves. My chest grinds up and down his long torso while I keep one hand planted on top of his shoulder, waving the other over my head. When the song ends, I giggle and stare him in the eyes. That's for me and no one else. Do you hear me? His voice is thick with want. What about men's night here? I get my best tips then. I bite down on my finger. What in the hell? I slap both of my palms down on his shoulders. Our skin-to-skin connection ignites me. Thank you, God, for inventing tank tops. I'm kidding. I manage to get out between giggles. Well, look at my girl. He brushes my hair away from my face. She's confident, glowing, and fucking gorgeous. H-O-L-Y by Florida Georgia Line begins to play in the background, setting the mood. Because of you. State grips the back of my head, twining his fingers into my hair, and brings our faces together. We don't speak anymore. Our lips connect and we kiss each other hard. Like being separated for too long hard. I open up when his tongue licks across my lips. He takes his time exploring the inside of my mouth. Meanwhile, I melt into him, letting him devour me. A piercing alarm goes off on my phone. I pull away, feeling my lips pulse from the hard kiss. Best feeling ever. Rose, class is about to end. She'll shit herself seeing you. Well, let's hope she doesn't shit herself. I slap his cheek playfully. You know what I mean. I don't.
Maybe another kiss?
Get your ass up. I slip on my tennis shoes and gather my stuff. State's on his feet with the door held wide open for me to step through. I lead him to Rose Studio and we slip in as quietly as possible. When holding hands with a towering 6.5-foot man whose shoulders barely fit through the door jamb, it's quite the task. I don't miss the stares the damn dance moms give him. In an over-exaggerated move, I throw a leg up on his lap and clutch his hand. He smiles down at me, not missing the obvious move. He leans forward, gives the women a wink and nods. Afternoon, ladies. I elbow him in the chest, causing him to chuckle down into my hair.
I like jealous Baylor.
I wrinkle my nose up at him. He kisses me quickly on my lips before I turn around to see Ro staring at us. I send her a quick wave. She shocks me when she goes right back to dancing. Each one of her moves are overly done with a dramatic flair. Between songs, she points to her game day shirt and winks at State. It makes me giggle. Ro remains focused on her dance teacher, showing off for State. He bends down and whispers in my ear, God, I love that little girl so much. I squeeze his hand, letting him know that I know. His phone flashes in his lap. Mom scrolls across his screen. I don't let the name upset me. Instead, I focus on his screensaver. It's one of him and Ro. It makes me happy to see her on his phone. This man is so much more than love. He's my shelter. He doesn't even flinch or reach for his phone. I'm not sure he even recognized the text because his vision is on Ro. Her dance teacher must pick up on Ro's excitement and lets them dance a little longer than usual.
Shrek!
Ro squeals, racing toward him with her arms wide open. He stands up on his feet, letting me slide to the side. She's the only person on the face of this earth that would make me smile being pushed aside for.
You're here!
He cups her cheeks, pinching them. I had to see you dance, princess. She dramatically flings her hair back.
Yeah, why did you come?
I ask, stepping up to them carrying all the duffel bags.
To watch Ro dance, duh, he responds.
Duh,
she mimics State. I shake my head at both of them as we walk out hand in hand. State never puts Ro down and she waves to all her friends as we go.
I don't want you driving down to the campus. I wanted to surprise you,
he finally whispers down to me. Did you get the video?
Duh, he raises his eyebrows. That's how I knew you'd be here.
Can you buckle me in your car?
Ro asks.
Sure can, princess.
Ro, how about you just ride in my car since your booster's there?
No thanks.
Well, at least she added thanks. I've got you covered, sister.
He opens the back door to his sexy car. There's a brand new princess booster settled right in the middle.
Oh, my Pop-Tarts!
Ro scrambles from his arms and buckles herself in.
That's a miracle, I whisper. She never buckles herself in. What can I say? I bring out the best in beautiful women.
He winks at me and then turns to Ro.
Where shall we dine, my lovely lady?
McDonald's!
She sings out. I groan. It's her go-to restaurant, and I hate it.
Deal.
He turns to me, pulling me in a hug.
Want to call Miss Tammy to join us?
Oh, I'm sure she'll be jumping with freaking joy.
Not a fan of McDonald's?
Hell no. How about you work that magic and convince her she wants Subway or something? He lets out a hearty chuckle.
I'll do my best.
We exchange a few quick kisses, which are not nearly enough, but we'll have to do. I send Miss Tammy a quick text once I'm in my own car, and before I have my phone sat down in the passenger seat, it chimes. State.
Subway on Broadway Avenue it is.
Me.
Thank you.
I follow the taillights of his car as he weaves his way through traffic. At one stoplight, I can hear the bass of a Taylor Swift song pumping through his car windows. I can only imagine both of them belting at the top of their lungs together. And I smile.
No, Miss Tammy?
He asks, walking into Subway. No, she said she'd just meet us at home. State's still carrying Ro, and she's still beaming from ear to ear.
Just so you know, we only chose this place so we can have pizza.
She smiles down at me.
Of course you two would go for the pizza.
State orders 5 pizzas and only shrugs when he hears me clear my throat. Ro goes for the kid meal with a pepperoni pizza.
I hope I get the pink toy in mine.
She closes her eyes. I don't miss the glare State sends the young boy behind the counter.
Stop,
I whisper.
What?
You're scaring him.
He's going to be more than scared if she gets one of those creepy yellow or green toys.
Stop. I can't help the giggle that escapes. I'll break his legs.
Enough. I hiss, but it's hard to hide the laughter. I order a 6-inch ham and cheese.
What veggies would you like on it? The poor boy asks.
None.
Mayo or mustard?
No, thanks.
Salt and pepper? He asks.
No.
He goes to open his mouth again, but State, not so politely, interrupts.
Wrap up the damn sandwich.
Wait, I squeak. Could I get it toasted, please?
Toast it and wrap it up, he growls.
Jesus. I turn to State.
Cool it.
The kid is pissing me off.
Are you hangry?
Yes. I want food and you now.
I laugh and pat his shoulder. I'll get the drinks.
I fill mine up with Diet Coke, Rose with lemonade, and States all the way to the top with ice and then water. It seems the man only binges on pizza, but besides that, he eats pretty damn clean. We settle into a booth with no bodily harm to the employees. Ro lets out an ear-piercing squeal when she pulls her pink trinket from her kid's meal.
Look!
She holds it up like she's just won a gold medal. I laugh at the pure joy radiating off of her. State's three pizzas in and not slowing down while Ro picks off the pepperoni, nibbling on each piece, and I nibble on the ham and cheese sandwich. I love that State has never asked questions about my weird eating habits. I'm convinced he remembers how I used to hoard food back in King's. I was always weird about it. After Ro finishes her apple slices, State gathers all of our wrappers on our tray and then tosses them into the trash can. Chapter 25. Mom and Dad are meeting us for dinner tonight. I look over to State and study his side profile. His eyes are covered with aviators, and I'd wish like no other to peel them off his face and climb into his lap. But that would probably cause a 20-car pileup on the interstate. It's twisted that I give it even a second thought.
That's fine, babe.
I squeeze his hand. I talked to my mom a few times. State? I twist in my seat to face him. I know you'll protect me. I'm not worried. On the inside, my gut twists. I'm not that sick of a human being to want to be treated like a dirty hood rat, but knowing it's for State and he'll be on my side makes the thing less painful. He pulls into his parking spot at the dorms, and I'm thankful for the time needed to freshen up. I don't even flinch when he grabs my bag and then my hand. I walk in the dorms, this time with my head held high. I even gain a bit more confidence when the horny-ass women stare at our connected hands. State leans down, kissing the top of my head several times as we walk in. He's doing everything to show me I'm his, and I fucking love it. I've never felt so bold in my life. With each kiss, I squeeze his hand tighter in my grip.
I'm impressed, he says when he shuts the door to his dorm room.
About? I pull my shirt over my head and then turn to him.
Holy hell, Baylor.
What are you impressed about, man cub? I slide my shorts down my thighs, stepping out of them, and then kick off my flip-flops.
You.
It's a one-word response that means the fucking world to me.
I've heard there is this prince, I step closer to him, that has magic to bring out the best in women.
He steps closer.
Beautiful. Beautiful women.
He repeats, emphasizing the word beautiful.
And he's all mine, I grin.
His lips brush in the crook of my neck.
Too bad you undressed yourself.
I was going to ask for a dance. I'll file that information for later. I bite down on his neck.
We don't have long.
Then I suggest you make love to me now. He gently pushes me back onto the bed until I'm lying flat. I feel him tug off my panties and then hear his jeans drop to the ground. When he covers my body, I slip his shirt over his head and pepper kisses all over his chest. I lick and nip at his skin. State's hand trails down my belly until he's rubbing my folds. I buck up into the sensation, yearning for more of it. He smiles on my skin, then moves his lips to my breasts. I feel each one being removed from my bra, and then his tongue races over them. I fall faster and harder than I ever thought possible.
State! Oh my, State!
I sing out, clenching around his fingers.
That's my girl.
I grip the sides of his face while writhing out the sensation of my release. My hips roll back and forth, begging for more.
I need you.
It comes out as a throaty whisper. He climbs back up my body, my legs widened, letting him settle between me.
Guide me in, queen.
I follow his simple instruction and grab the base of his throbbing cock. I stroke it from base to tip, watching his face turn into pure pleasure.
It's so fucking sexy on him. I could stare at it all the lifelong days.
No, he hisses between gritted teeth.
I run the tip up and down my folds, wetting him with me. The action sends chills through my body, and I find my hips bucking on their own, hungry for him. He growls a few more times, but I continue to tease him. State loses all self-control and slowly pushes into me.
Baylor, he moans out. God, I need you every single day. I need to hear your laugh and see your smile. Fuck, I need all of it.
I wrap my arms around his thick back and hold tight to him. You have me, baby. He drives in and out of me. I push up into him, driving each sensation to my core. He has me all wound up again and ready to see stars. He begins to growl, and I know he's close. I bite down on his bottom lip the same time my vision goes black. Every single known emotion overtakes me as we both release at the same time. State collapses down on me, causing a slight oomph from me. He's quick to roll off to my side, but takes me with him.
You're going to kill me, queen.
Right back at you. I reach up to kiss him. We lay in silence until our breathing matches each other's. It's my favorite part of the entire day, laying in his arms, letting him absorb all my worries in his strong chest.
As much as I hate to say this, we better shower and get dressed.
No, let's skip dinner.
And go straight to dessert?
He asks with a raised eyebrow.
Yes.
I smile up to him.
I fucking wish, Baylor. I wish.
I'm the first one to push up off the bed and head for the shower. I take his fleece blanket with me to wrap up in it. I don't miss State's amused look. He's on my heels.
I'll join you.
No, you won't. He pouts for a second. We'll never make it on time, dumbass.
Dumbass?
He grabs his chest and pretends to be hurt. I step in the shower, giggling, and not long after, State joins.
Another first, and I'll be a good boy.
He holds both hands up. I wasn't worried about you being the bad boy. I wink.
Enough.
He warns me with a warm smile. His message and body language contradict each other. State takes his time washing my back, ass, and boobs. I don't think they've ever been so clean in my life. I brush up against his hardened cock a few times before stepping out. He pouts like a little boy with his bottom lip sticking out. I only laugh at his ridiculous gesture. I leave State in the shower while I dry my body. I figure it's a good idea to be fully clothed, or at least halfway by the time he gets out. I did not miss his need for me while in the shower. But, if I'm being honest, it left a huge grin on my face. By the time he turns off the shower, I have my panties and bra back on. I dig around in my bag to find my favorite coconut-flavored body butter to slather up all of my skin.
Jesus Christ, Baylor, my balls are going to grow the size of coconuts if you don't quit that shit.
I laugh at his silly remark and continue rubbing the body butter up and down my legs, giving him a little show. We drive in silence to the restaurant where we are meeting his parents. I'm sad that I will not see Shane until tomorrow at the game. I was hoping for her distraction over dinner. But tonight it's just us and his parents. State has reassured me several times that he's told his mom to be on her best behavior. It saddens me that he even has to do that. But, on the other hand, it makes me a very proud woman. Just like last time we ate dinner with his parents, we pull into a very fancy restaurant. I already feel the hives climb up the back of my neck, thinking about what to order. State jumps out and rushes around to the front of his car and opens the door for me. He holds a hand out and I place mine into his as I hop down. He tugs me close to him and places a quick kiss on the top of my head.
Baylor, I'm honest. If my mom pulls anything, this is our last dinner.
I breathe a sigh of relief into his chest and begin walking by his side. I begin to second guess myself on the outfit I chose to wear tonight. It's a simple white maxi skirt with a dark tank top. I pick at the hem of my top until State takes my fingers in his.
Stop.
Stop what?
You're fidgeting with your dress. You look just fine.
I was playing with the hem of my top, not my dress. Actually, I'm not in a dress. I'm wearing a maxi skirt paired with this perfectly dark tank top. I say in a fun and flirty voice, trying to tamp down all the unease threatening to spring out of me.
Whatever. You look beautiful.
I lean in and whisper so no one else can hear me.
If you think this is beautiful, you should see what I'm wearing under it.
His eyebrows shoot up into his hairline, and a dreamy look covers his eyes. I changed into something underneath while you were dressing. I send him a flirty wink,
As soon as we enter the restaurant, the host ushers us over to a table where his parents are already waiting. Defeated when I see that we are seated at a table set up and not a booth. I was hoping to be able to slide in as close to State as possible and let him act as my shield for the night. His father rises to shake his hand, and State offers his, then wraps his dad up in a one-arm hug. His mom finally stands to her feet and wraps her arms around State's neck. He's the giant of a man, so it takes her to rock up on her tiptoes even though she's wearing spiked high heels. She's elegant and gorgeous, regal and beautiful, everything I'm not, and everything she wants for her son. I don't have long to dwell on that fact because I'm pulled into a hug by State's dad, which surprises me. When he pulls back, he says, "Thank you for joining us. It's so good to see you again, Baylor." I'm a little taken aback by his welcome as I move away, and I'm even more surprised by my words. "Thank you for inviting me." State's mom makes no attempt to walk around the table to hug me or even acknowledge my appearance tonight. I figure being ignored is better than being treated like trash, so I'll take it. My mouth feels like I've swallowed 100 cotton balls, so I focus on my water glass and drink as much of it down as possible. State places his hand on top of my thigh throughout the conversation that flows easily between the three of them. I'm not sure what his mom is thinking. It feels like she's relented a bit on terrorizing me, and maybe, just maybe, she has come to terms with the fact that I'm with State. There's no ham and cheese in sight, so I go with the next thing that I know I would like. I point to the pasta. State gives me a nod and then looks forward, continuing with his conversation. It's all about football and the big game tomorrow, and the two away games where he's totally annihilated the competition. His dad talks about a Heisman Award that he'll be up for, and his mom drools over the fact that her son will one day be playing in the big leagues. Nice to hear him in such easy conversation this time with his parents. It's like I'm getting a glimpse of what life was like when he was growing up. It's obvious that they were good to him, very good to him. You can see the love and admiration in their eyes as they stare at their son. For the first time, I'm not jealous, resentful, or even hateful for the fact that State was taken to such a lovely home. Actually, it's a beautiful sight that makes my heart swell. They took my State from me, but only to turn him into a strong man. And that strong man came for me once again. Who knows what would happen if people stayed in foster care? Or who knows what would happen if I was the first one to be adopted? I'm not so certain that I would have ever been strong enough to go back for him or find him. If roles were reversed, and I spotted him waiting on my table at Allie's, I probably would have run like a scared little chicken. I owe this man so much. Tears prick at the corner of my eyes just thinking about what he's done for me in the short time he's been with me. Then dread overtakes me. What if I ever lose him? Answer, I would simply not exist. How's school going, Baylor? I feel State squeeze on my thigh before I realize the question was directed toward me. Oh, good, I nod. Really good. I'm just about to finish two courses and then on to the next.
Do you only take two courses at a time?
His dad asks while taking a sip of his fancy wine. No, sir. I'm actually taking five, but with my schedule and online courses, they all finish up at different times. It has to be flexible with my schedule.
Nice. Your schedule?
His mom spats in my direction. Oh, she's still full of venom. State goes to open his mouth, but I stop him. She will not control this. It's my time to stand up for myself. Yes, my schedule. I work two jobs and help raise my sister. It's quite time-consuming, but I'm very dedicated to my studies. It's always been my one goal in life, and nothing will get in the way. Oh, and State has taken up a bit more of my time as well. I look up at him. The smile radiating off his face melts my soul. He bends down and kisses me. He mumbles into my lips, "I'm so damn proud of you. I've raised you better, State." His mom scolds him.
"You're lucky I didn't slip her the tongue," he fires back.
His dad clears his throat and gently guides the conversation in another direction.
"Are you going to the game tomorrow, Baylor?"
"Yes, I am." My voice booms out with a little more excitement than I meant. "I wouldn't miss a home game for anything."
"Good to hear. You're always welcome up in the skybox with us."
"Thank you, but I'm sitting with Shane again. I need to show off all my new football knowledge."
"You picked a girl with no football knowledge?"
His mom arches a perfectly sculpted eyebrow.
"Mother?" State grits out.
"Game on, bitch." I wave off her statement like it's a punchline to a damn funny joke. "Oh no, trust me. I had plenty of knowledge before the last home game. See, State used to force me to play football when we were little. So I know it hurts like hell when he threw me the ball, and all the X's and O's he'd sketch out on a piece of trash were just damn boring. State and his dad share a hearty chuckle with my take on football. His mom strokes the napkin near her. He's never shared stuff from his childhood. Good. It's mine. I stare her down and flash her a genuine smile. Our food arrives as the words evaporate between us. State has a death grip on my thigh, which I can't tell if that's a good sign or a bad one. My phone chirps in my purse, and without thinking to excuse myself to check it, I just pull it out. State's name flashes on the screen. I slide open the green button to read his text. State, I've never been so in love with you. Fuck, you're hot when you're all defensive and shit. I feel the red flush creep up into my face from his words. I turn and smile at him and then enjoy the rest of my meal. The rest of dinner goes by quietly, with only his dad making conversation. His mom excuses herself early from the meal to take a so-called phone call. Just like he greeted me, State's dad tells me goodbye with a warm and welcoming hug. Are you going to drop me off at Shane's?
Nope.
What? I turn to study his profile while he drives. I'm finding it's my favorite pastime. I'm staying at the hotel with you? I'm staying in the dorm by myself? He roars in laughter. Knock it off! I slap his forearm. Spill! I made a deal with a defensive coach. If I got 3 sacks in my last game, I could stay in my dorm room. And why would you make a deal like that? I ask, biting my bottom lip. Because I want to sleep with you. State, you need to be with your team. I'm with those stinky fuckers enough. I need you in my bed tonight. I don't want you to get into trouble. I'll go fucking mad if I'm not with you tonight, and then I'll be in trouble. Thank you, I whisper. The dorm tower is unusually quiet as we make our way to the elevator. I never think like a college student, but since it's a Friday night, then I assume they're all out doing keg stands or playing beer pong. I welcome the silence. No prying eyes on us or obnoxious twats. The book nerds huddled on the couches and overstuffed chairs couldn't care less about us. I tug on State's arm as we wait for the elevator. That would be me, he grunts.
Yes, it would be.
Then he shocks me with a question. Do you think you'd ever live in the dorms?
Nope.
It comes out fast, requiring no thought at all.
Do you ever imagine yourself here as a student?
Nope. But I've imagined other stuff here.
Like?
I blush a bit, but then spill, covering my eyes. You know, late at night when I'm missing you, I picture you sprawled out in your bed, thinking of me.
Then?
He urges me to go on. The ding of the elevator sounds off in the far distance. I touch myself. The door glides open. I breathe out relief when no one is on it. He tugs me into the elevator and I nearly lose my footing as my back is pressed up against the wall. State's palms slap down on either side of my head. He presses his wand into my center. I feel every single inch of him. He bites down on my bottom lip until it hurts, then sweeps his tongue over it, making the pain fade away. His hands slide down the elevator wall until he's clutching my ass.
I'm going to take you in so many ways tonight.
You have to rest before the game.
I will not be held responsible for you being slow tomorrow. I won't blame you. I'll blame your magical vagina.
State? I squeal and bury my head in his neck.
What? Just being honest.
Stop, it's embarrassing.
Okay, queen.
He chuckles the rest of the way to his room with me in his arms. Chapter 26. I'm straddling him, moving up and down, finding the perfect pace. It's all so overwhelming. State insisted I be on top this time. I finally relented, but only in the pitch dark. Don't quit touching me, I whimper out. State rolls my clit around with his thumb while keeping a tight grip on my hip. He helps guide me up and down him. It's all too much. My nerves are tattered and ready to explode any minute. State sits up until we are face to face. He continues to coax my hips to move. It's a new angle, deeper and even more delicious. My lips brush his, and then I lick my own. State, I can't hold it off any longer. He thrusts up into me. Go, God. Go, Queen. We both fall into our cyclone of pleasure. State shivers, pulling me closer to him until nothing is between us. I made a wish, he says.
Huh?
I made a wish and then found you. I cup his face.
Ah, baby, I love you so damn much. State falls back into the bed with me on his chest. We don't bother to clean up before sleep takes over. It's the best night's sleep ever. My body is completely relaxed, my thoughts light, and my heart full for the very first damn time in my life. When a sliver of sunlight drips into the room, I feel light kisses up my arm. Baby? I open one eye, refusing to fully wake up from the best night of my life. I'm heading to the field. I have coffee on for you. I make a show of sniffling the air with one eye open. Ah, you're a keeper, number 7. Shane will pick you up in 2 hours. I'm also having breakfast delivered here for you. I groan and finally roll over on my back. Ah, a double keeper. How did I get so lucky? God made me for you. I slap his bicep. Aren't you supposed to be in tear 'em up, destroy them mode, and not sappy man mode? He lets out a hearty chuckle and kisses my lips. Ew, I probably have morning breath. It's worse than anything I could imagine. Asshole. I throw a pillow at him and then push him away. He dips lower and kisses me harder. But I love it. State, I can't wait to see you play again. You have no idea how much adrenaline it gives me when I know your ass is in those stands wearing my number. Go, I push his chest. Before I drag you back into bed. Okay. Only answer the door for breakfast and Shane. Yes, Daddy. I bat my eyelashes at him. I'll give you Daddy tonight. God, you're gross. But I love you. State sends me a wink before he shuts the door. I hear the lock turn on the outside and then his heavy footsteps trail down the hall. I sigh loudly and melt back into the bed. I inhale his scent and then cover my face with his pillow. It doesn't take long before I'm fast asleep in the comfort of forever. Shade may as well be a damn NASCAR driver. You'd never know she was a champion gymnast with her lead foot. I've lost count of the number of yellow lights she's blown through. My knuckles are white, gripped around my seatbelt. You can slow down. We have plenty of time, I offer. Huh? Slow the hell down! I finally scream when she blows through another yellow light. Nobody can stand riding with me. I can see why. Did you know that all the stop signs with a white border around them are optional to stop at? I give her a sideways look and let it process. So you just choose whether you want to stop or not? Yeah, but only the ones with a white border around them. 4 blocks later, and I call her out on her bullshit. They all have white borders, jerk. Did you really believe me? She laughs until she's gasping for air. I raise my eyebrows. Yes, like a dumbass, I did. She laughs the rest of the way to her parking spot. Just like State, it's a lot closer than where others have to park. I'm all turned around and couldn't even tell you where State's parking spot is. I'm curious to see if it's open or filled. I don't recognize anything on our way through security. I don't remember any of this. Yeah, you probably came in the wrong entrance last time. This side is used less often and is about the same distance to our seats from the recommended entrance. I'm not sure I'm going to believe anything that comes from your mouth again. She sends me a grin while continuing to wind us through the crowds. We stop in front of the food stands. I'm starving. You hungry? She asks. My stomach takes the invitation, growling loudly. State's breakfast didn't settle well with me, and I gave up after the second bite of the egg sandwich. What do you want? She asks. I don't care. I shrug. I'll get what you get. She rushes over to a pita booth. It's a long line, but flows quickly. I just slip Shane my money and have her order me what she's ordering. I pray that there's no fish or pineapple in it. Anything else I can pick through easy enough. Don't tell State I did that. She turns and hands me a huge wrapped pita. What? I ask. That I ordered for you. She takes a huge bite out of her chicken pita and begins speaking around it. He said to make you decide an order. Really? I quirk a smile. Yeah. Call it bitch code. Bitch code? I repeat. I like it. It's not to be taken lightly. It's like Fight Club, but with bitches and codes. Got it. I laugh and follow her. I'm jealous how she so easily scarfs down her pita while walking to our seats. It's definitely not her first rodeo. Me? I wait until we're at our seats with napkins spread across my lap. Shane lets me eat in peace while she attacks her phone. Whoever she's texting is really getting a piece of her mind. I love hanging out with her. She's plain, like me. Not like the other college girls I've run into who have layers of makeup plastered on and slutty clothes hanging from them.
Today she's not wearing Ryder's jersey, but rather a gymnastic school-colored t-shirt. I admire her dedication, and deep down, I'm a bit jealous of it. I could totally see myself on the college dance team kicking ass, or at least trying to. It just wasn't in the stars for me, and in a sick and twisted way, I wouldn't change a thing. God, I'm confusing my damn self. Baylor? I hear my name right when I take an unladylike bite of the pita. Way too much food goes into my mouth. When I look up, I'm face to face with Sate's parents. I mentally curse damn end seats in this moment. His mom seems just as happy to see me. I wave and fight to choke down the food in my mouth. Shane hands me her Coke and I'm thankful, taking long swallows of the fizzy liquid. My body is thrown into a coughing spell before I can stand to talk. Hungry much? His mom asks. And look, it's not little kitty food. I ignore her bitch asshole jerk comment and hug State's dad. Hey! Hey, just making our way up to our box. State wanted me to make sure you made it to your seat, okay? Oh, I'm here, and stuffing my face. I run my sweaty palms down the front of my torn denim capris. Good deal. Stadium food is the damn best. You'll have a heart attack and get fat, his mom sneers. Jesus Christ, this woman needs the corn cob that is shoved up her ass surgically removed. I go to open my mouth and just lay everything out between us, but she beats me to the goddamn punch. Baylor, I want you to meet Tia. A gorgeous woman near my age steps out from behind her. She has long dark hair that waves perfectly down her back, olive skin, and delicate features. Tia is also wearing a number 7 football jersey. Hi! I send her a warm wave, praying like a damn fool that she's just a cousin. Tia and State used to date back in high school. They were homecoming king and queen 2 years in a row. Nice. I go on autopilot and reach out my hand to shake hers. Nice to meet you. I'm Baylor, State's girlfriend. I roar the last 2 words like a powerful lioness, and I'm damn proud of it. Funny, he's never mentioned it, she purrs right back. Shane is up on her feet, and I can feel her hot breath on my neck. Funny? How long have you known State, Tia?
Since middle school.
Then you're full of shit. He's had Baylor's name inked on his back for years now, so I'm calling your bluff, bitch. I stifle back a giggle when both of the women's jaws drop. State's dad clears his throat. Just call me a predator who has found her new fangs. I'm his forever, but it was so nice to meet you. Baylor! I hear someone bark my name and swing around to see State leaning over the guardrail, separating the field from the stands. I rush down to him, not worrying to excuse myself.
Queen, number 7.
He appears over my shoulder for a brief second, and I know exactly who he's looking at. Seems your mother is upping her game. His lips crash on mine. His gloved hand twines in my hair, pulling me closer to him. I feel my feet lift from the concrete and fly into the air. I giggle into his mouth, not stopping his tongue from claiming me. He pulls back for a second and places another quick peck to my lips. Fuck them, he growls. I love you. He adjusts the bracelet on his wrist that hasn't left since the day he put it on and backs away while, not so discreetly, adjusting his jockstrap. There couldn't have been a more perfect response to meeting one of his exes. I prance, yes, prance, right back up those stairs and square back up to Tia and his mother while I brush away the loose curls framing my face. Where were we? I ask, smiling.
We are just off to our seats. Had to make sure you made it here, okay?
Thanks. I wrap his dad up in a hug again before they leave. Shane grabs me by the shoulders.
Jesus, Baylor! I'm afraid of you in the bitch code. That was badass.
Holy shit, Shane. I let out a long breath of air. I have no idea where that came from.
Your inner bitch, and I like it. I like it a lot.
She nods. I focus back at the field and sigh in disappointment. I wanted to see State take it for warm-ups. I make up for missing and watch his every move. Out there, he looks tiny, and the way he moves is so stealthy and natural. Oh, and very damn sexy. Shane and I are up on our feet shaking our shit when the team rushes out of the smoking tunnel. I don't think I'll ever get tired of seeing State lead his team out. Just like last home game, the stadium is wild with excitement. It's a contagious feeling. Oh, hey! I slap Shane's shoulder.
What?
Don't tell me you're pregnant. That will just kill bitch code.
No.
My eyeballs pop wide open. Hell no. Listen to this. I turn to her, place my palms on my hips, and begin. This team has a solid offensive line, which will make State's job harder breaking through.
He's going to have to watch for lots of screens and rush like hell. Ryder needs to throw the ball in the air because their ground defense is tough on the other side.
Damn, someone has been doing their homework.
It's easy when the number one player is yours. I shoot her a wink.
I might argue on the number one player. I think I have him.
I want to ask her more questions, but the ball is up in the air and the crowd goes wild. State's on point during the first set of downs, not allowing the other team to get a first down. He has two sacks back to back. I almost feel for the quarterback as he gets up slowly from the ground during the first quarter. My voice is nearly non-existent by the fourth quarter. The score is tied and Ryder's game is off. He's thrown three interceptions and can't get anything going on offense. Our defense has been out there most of the game. And by the way they move, they're exhausted. Their bodies have been through hell and back. There's only 30 seconds left in the game, and the other team is only 10 yards out from scoring. We can't stop their running game. Shane and I are standing in our seats, screaming at the top of our lungs, when State raises his arms to get his fans to scream louder. I can't even hear my own voice, or know if any sound is coming out. The center hikes the ball. Quarterback goes back for a pass. I catch Coach Pete jumping up and down, screaming something, but everything happens so damn fast. I spot number 7, my man, jumping into the air. He extends his fingers as far as they'll go and comes back down with the ball. Everyone on the field is stunned. State is sprinting down the field towards his team's end zone before anyone knows what's happening. His long legs stride effortlessly. There are 3 opponents threatening to catch up, but he never slows down. He's at the 10-yard, then the 5-yard line, when a player from the other team snags his shoulder. State doesn't let it stop him and drags the guy right along with him into the end zone. I leap into the air, screaming even louder with the rest of the joyous fans. Shane tugs on my arm and points to the time clock. Game over. We just won. I turn back towards State, who is standing in the end zone, swarmed by his teammates. But when he steps out of the circle, he looks in my direction and points right at me. I know he can't see me, but the gesture makes me giddy with excitement. He's pulled me into his life effortlessly and now makes me a part of it every chance he gets. Shane and I hug each other like idiots. I blame it on the adrenaline coursing through me and a bit of team spirit. When I pull back, I lift my index finger and waggle it. He's number one and mine, I shout over the roar of the crowd. Look, she hits my shoulder and points. State's back at the guardrail, waving me down. I sprint like a fucking track star down to him. And this time he pulls me over the rail and holds me to his chest. I wrap my legs around his sweaty and sexy body, hooking my ankles right above his ass. It was the night with you. His lips are on mine before I can respond. I bite down on his bottom lip, dart my tongue into his mouth, and kiss him like hell. His hands are in my hair, tugging and pulling on it. We kiss like no one is watching us, even though the whole world is. Chapter 27. Baylor, ESPN was zoomed in right on you, Shane repeats for the 10th time while we wait outside the locker room. I answer with a shrug like I did all the other times. That was some intense mouth-fucking. Shush it. I give a slight head nod towards his evil mother and Tia glaring at us. It was. That shit was like straight from the Titanic. I can't help but laugh at her analogy because it was spot on. I've never felt like Rose on the front of that ship with her arms wide open, ready to take on the world. But I do now. State and I have our whole future ahead of us, and nobody or nothing will stop us. Like last time, State and Ryder are two of the last men to leave the locker room. I fly into his arms, not even caring how damn sore he is. The smell of woodsy, manly body wash hits me hard, and I want to eat him alive right damn here. He pulls back a bit. What did you do to my girl? His smile is so wide, I can't help but offer one right back at him. She's right here. Number 7 taught me how to live, and it feels damn good. Kiss me. I follow his order, sealing our lips together. He pulls back quickly. What's wrong, State? That. He nods his head towards his mother and Tia. Fuck them, I say with joy. Jesus, what has football done to you? Turned me into a tiger. I giggle, feeling high on life. Simmer down, tiger. He sets me down, never letting go of my hand, while we walk to his car. Shane and Ryder pile in with us, using an excuse of their cars being too far away. It seems her parents bought the story. They're quite obvious. An astronaut on Mars could detect their chemistry from here. Lip smacking soon fills the backseat. State cranks up the stereo, booming out Come On, Let Me Ride by Skylar Grey. I'm not a college student like the rest of them, but in this moment, I sure in the hell feel like one. The night breeze flows through the car with the catchy song. State squeezes my hand tight in his, leaning over to steal a kiss at every stoplight. I never miss a chance to return it, or tell him just how much I love him. We pull up to the same fancy-ass restaurant we dined at the first night with his parents and coach. Again, we walk hand in hand and sit at the same booth, but with one new member, Tia. State doesn't acknowledge her, even when his bulldog mother is persistent as hell. Each time she tries to get State tangled in a conversation with Tia, Shane stomps on my foot. Jesus, I'm going to have broken toes by the end of the night. What do you want to eat? State whispers to me. You? I send him a devilish smile. Behave, he growls. I'm not too hungry. Can I just eat off your plate? He nods. I'll order an extra garden salad, and I'll eat all the vegetables from it that you don't like. Perfect. I kiss his lips. State orders the biggest steak, mashed potatoes, a baked potato, and two dinner salads. Once the waitress leaves, I feel the evil glare from his mother. Not hungry for a sandwich, dear? She asks me. No, I ate at the stadium, I reply with a tight smile. Oh, that's right, we interrupted you pigging down on it. Mother? State slaps his palm down on the table. I grip his flexed bicep. No, she's right, baby. I was eating like a hog, but it was so good. He looks down at me with a question on his face. That breakfast you had ordered to your dorm room was nasty. I appreciated the gesture after you left, though. Score. Baylor 1, Kuntasaras 0. He bites down on his bottom lip, recognizing my game. God, I wish you could stay again. His voice is loud enough for the whole table to hear. Nope, my place tonight. If I can't kill them with kindness, then sluthood will do. As per usual, the conversation goes right into football, like a pissing match over State did not just ensue. Ryder and State tangle into their endless topic of who is better than the other. I've soon realized there's no way to compare their positions, but they seem to love arguing over that shit. Our salads arrive, and I wait patiently for State to pluck the olives, cucumbers, and other vile shit from it. I'm left with a perfect bed of iceberg lettuce, drenched in ranch dressing. Wait. State stops everyone. I was going to wait until after dinner, but I just can't. My dad helped me with this. I look over at his dad, who is smiling with a huge grin on his face. State turns to me, and just as my bitch code courage seems to evaporate, all eyes are on me. I'm about to step on his damn foot. Hard. He pulls a black box from his pocket, and I nearly faint. I begin to shake my head from side to side. I know I'll marry this man someday, but a proposal like this? No. Really? No. Yep. He pops open the black box to a ring. A fucking ring with diamonds. Yellow damn diamonds. I love you, Baylor. You're my forever. Actually, the only person for me. It's been like that since day one of meeting your snotty little ass. I forced you to play football with me, and you cheated at Uno like no other. Kings brought us together, and then tore us apart. Funny thing is, nothing can ever tear us apart now. This is a promise ring. My promise to you. I promise to love you every single day for the rest of my life. You are the most important person in my life. I'd hang up that number 7 jersey just to play Uno with you for the rest of my life. I wrap my arms around his neck, not caring about our audience. Thank you, State. God, thank you. When I pull back, he slides the ring on my finger. It's quite the statement with the huge yellow diamonds on it. I pull my hand to my chest, clutching it. The rest of the dinner is pretty much awkward beyond belief, but the high I'm currently riding is too good to be ruined by anything or anyone. I have one for Ro, too, my little princess. I fork a piece of steak from his plate. She'll love it. We say our goodbyes and jump in the car. State, can I talk to you? His mom asks before he folds his large frame into the car. Oh, shit. She's about to score. He's a gentleman and steps toward the back of the car, leaving the door open. Oh, how I wish like hell he would have shut that door. The most heartbreaking conversation takes place between a mother and son.
Are you serious about this?
Her voice is nasty.
Yes, Mom. I told you to accept it or move on.
Are you fucking serious? We saved you, and this is how you respect us? I bury my head in my lap, wishing like hell to not have to hear this.
What's the goddamn problem, Mom? Dad's been on board from day one. You're the only one acting like a bitch.
She's trash, State. Fucking trash. You deserve better.
You need to shut the hell up and think about what you're saying. I've never seen you be so nasty, Mom.
It's because I actually love you and care about your future.
So you try to run the one good thing out of my life by being cruel?
She's trash. You're so much better.
We're cut from the same cloth, he growls.
You were saved. She wasn't.
Her way of life will destroy you.
What the fuck?
He roars.
Oh, God. I turn back to Ryder.
Let me handle this, Baylor. Stay in the car.
He gets out, but their voices keep going.
Son, you're going to lose everything you've worked for. You've lost me, Mother. I'm done with this.
Don't, State. I'll fight for your future.
I don't need you or need your shit in my life.
She's trash.
So help me God, if you repeat that one more time, I'm going to blow.
Well, blow and walk away while you still can.
You're worried about Baylor when you just fucking crushed my heart? My own mother being so cruel and heartless? I don't even recognize the monster you've become.
Ryder must get between the two of them since silence settles around us. My head spins with confusion and mostly hurt for State.
Baylor, want to drive us back? Ryder asks.
I scramble from the passenger seat and climb behind the wheel. I catch State slamming his fist into the metal pole before Ryder can get him into the passenger seat. The drive is quiet on the way back to the stadium. Another word isn't spoken when we go to the dorm room to gather our clothes. State doesn't refuse when I drive us back to our house.
I'm sorry, Baylor,
he finally says a few miles from my house.
Don't be. I feel horrible that she hates me so much.
I don't get it.
I don't get it at all.
It's okay, baby. I don't want to see you hurt.
Me? Hurt? He yells. You think I'm fucking hurt to hear her call you that shit?
State, you're scaring me. My hands tremble around the steering wheel.
Sorry, Queen. Just know I'm not hurt. I'm fucking pissed. Dad said he'd talk to her.
I pull into the driveway and catch Ro peeking out the front window with her damn dangling tooth still in place. I turn to State and hold my ring up. You promised me the world, and I believe it. That means we share the joy, sorrow, and pain of the world together. I'm here. I'm not leaving. He drops his forehead to my shoulder.
Jesus, I was so afraid you were going to tell me it's over. That's why I didn't say a word on the way over.
It's never over. Until my last breath.
I love you,
he whispers. We better get inside. Ro practically has the blinds off the wall. I'm betting she conned Miss Tammy into letting her stay awake until we got home. He doesn't miss a beat and morphs back into the strong, solid State I love before hopping from the car. And just like all the other times we went around Ro, I become an observer to their crazy antics. He has her scooped up in his arms before the door fully opens.
Shrek! I just knew you were coming home tonight!
I replay her words over and over in my mind. Home. Home. Yes, State is home.
Hey, Princess. I missed you.
Nice tackles!